This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The first political attack ad in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District House race has gone online. CPR's been to Brooklyn has more.
It's an open seat in Colorado's largest geographic congressional district that spans from Pueblo to Grand Junction and most of the Western Slope. Newcomer Lauren Boebert defeated Republican incumbent Scott Tipton in the June primary and is running an ad against her Democratic opponent, Diane Mitchbush, over Mitchbush's stance backing a universal single-payer health care system. The ad refers to it as socialized medicine. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Pine Gulch fire north of Grand Junction is 5% contained. It's burned more than 13,000 acres along the Garfield and Mesa County lines. Yesterday, crews limited the fire's growth to 1,200 acres. Tom Barter is with the fire management team.
As the fire came over Horse Mountain, we do believe it might have been shadowed just a little bit by the southwest winds. However, as this fire continues to work its way down this north slope of Horse Mountain, it will become exposed to the winds again.
Fire danger across the western slope remains high. Lightning started the Pine Gulch fire last Friday. The coronavirus has pushed the Denver Broncos ownership trial to next year. Originally, the case was scheduled to begin September 1st via video conference. The continuance means the trial will be heard in the courtroom, providing the COVID-19 crisis has abated in 2021. The case pits the two eldest daughters of late owner Pat Bowlen against the three trustees who have run the team for the last 7 years.